What's up, guys? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live. We're talking Insecure Season 2, Episode 3. You won't want to miss it. We have a special guest.
Rico, this ain't no motherfucking playground, bitch. We don't play round. I'm moving on to grace now. Everything I do, that she wanna do it to now.
What's up, guys? We are talking Insecure today, and we have a very, very, very special guest studio. My name is Mariel Turner. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mariel_Turner.
And I am Ashley Allen. You can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen. And next to me, we have our special guest for today,
the beautiful Dominique Perry. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you all for having me.
And tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
You could find me on Instagram as well as Twitter at Dominique P, DominiqueP.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. So let's get into this episode because a lot went down.
It did.
Obviously, that ending was a little crazy.
It was.
But we're gonna start from let's start from the beginning. So, Issa sent out her "I'm trying to hook up. Where you at?" Tinder boo. She's on the couch. You know, one thing's leading to another, and she's being very awkward, which, makes sense for her character.
Right.
So awkward, in fact, that she actually has to leave. And I think it was interesting about this scene where she said, this is so weird. Because I think that is a very common experience when you're with somebody new and it's been, you've been with someone for years.
Yeah. It is weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. Because you're so used to a certain body, to a certain personality, a certain connection with that guy that you've been with for so long. And then now that's over all of a sudden. And now you have to go into meeting new people. Mm-hmm. And getting to know another person's body, it's weird. Mm-hmm. So I can understand. It can be awkward. Mm-hmm. I would have left, too.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's so cute, though.
I don't know. Cute.
He was.
I would have been able to put it together, let me go to the bathroom real quick. Let me
just cool down.
Exactly.
Right. Let me relax.
Luke James is fine, girl.
He is very attractive.
Don't let him start singing.
Okay. That is a weakness. Right. Yes, Henny. But, I fully get where she was coming from with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping she was going to get it together. And she was trying to put her shirt back on. She was like, I got this from the swap meet.
Yeah. But you know what I love about her? She's so over-talk sometimes. Yeah. And that's me. My mom always tells me, okay, you need to stop over-talking. Because sometimes you run yourself in the grave. And I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
She definitely put herself in the grave.
The swap meet thing.
She didn't go very far with that one. And then we cut to Molly, who is going through this transition kind of, working in the Chicago office. And we had a feature from Lil Rel, and I was like,
I know.
That was so nice. Did you work with him, or how did that go?
We weren't able to work together, of course, on set, because I'm more of Lawrence's storyline.
Right.
But I have been friends with Rel for, I would say, going on a year now. We met during the last season of Insecure, and he's been such a great friend. We hang out all the time, more so before than now, because now he's so busy with doing movies and that level up. So the level up even greater, but he's so sweet. He's super sweet to me. He's a good friend.
That's good.
Yeah. It was great to see him on the show. I was like, yes, love him in the Carmichael show. So.
I know.
And I'm going to give a hometown shout out to Chicago. He's representing.
You know what? Yes. I will say about y'all Chicago, y'all residents really rep for each other. And y'all stick with each other. Yes.
And we have to, because there's so much negative energy being talked about the city. If we can do one positive thing, it's support each other.
Exactly.
Shout out to him.
That's good. Shout out to Real.
Right. So then we cut to Issa, and she's, what's going on with her work situation. So she's with Frida. They have the kids coming in, and she's kind of hey, this school is 80% Hispanic, and, we don't really have those kids coming in. So we have that issue going on, which I think is an interesting perspective, because you don't often see, it's normally a white and black issue, right?
Exactly.
Right. And one thing I love about this show is that it's opening up to be, not just white and black. It's also
different races.
Right.
Real conversations about people of color.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I feel like Frida, she's kind of a hater, but she also has a valid point, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though, you know, Principal Gaines is a black man and things like that, he is kind of saying some slick stuff about the other races, and she's pointing that out. And unfortunate for Issa, like, she wants this program to work so bad, she's just, like, just brushing it off.
Of course. And a lot of times we have to do that in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You have to brush a lot of stuff off that bosses will say or coworkers will say just to keep it moving. But I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it definitely reflects, you know, what really does go on as a black woman working.
Yeah. Especially when you have different races involved. It's good just to keep your mouths kind of closed. Mm-hmm. Opinions to yourself sometimes.
Right.
But
and this program and this specific school location is on Issa's shoulder. So Issa's like, I don't care what you're talking about. We can address that later. But let's take this while it's going good.
Exactly.
So I definitely understand where Issa's
helping these kids.
From.
Oh, definitely.
So then we cut to Lawrence, and you know, he's at this new job. He has these new coworkers. And I'm gonna tell you, when I saw Brooke on this first scene, I was like, I think she's trying to shoot her shot. That's just the feeling I got. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, you know, turn up Saturdays, and
you know,
do you want to come through? And I was like, oh Lord,
you know,
here we go.
This is not gonna end well for Tasha. I felt like when I saw her on screen, I was like,
I know, because they work so closely together, and you can't really stop that. And It's awkward for her.
Yeah, it looks...
And then they already have their situation. Tasha and Lawrence have their situation that they're trying to do, and that's hardly working, so it's like... Oh.
So, rewinding back to the last episode a little bit, when you invited... Well, Tasha invited him to the barbecue.
Tasha's sis. That's sis.
When Tasha invites him to the barbecue, as an actress, reading that part of the script, and you kick him out, like, what were you thinking? Where did you think Tasha would be going in episode 3?
As an actress, I sort of figured, like, in real life, they would probably work it out and stuff like that. Because even though she said that he had to leave, I don't think she really wanted him to leave. I mean, in real life, I would be like, I mean, he's not going to be gone for long. Mm-hmm. So I thought that in episode 3, well, I thought in episode 2 it would be the same thing. Like, she would ask... She would invite him back and things of that nature. So I kind of, my predictions was right as to how it would be in episode 3. They would be back on. I don't think she would be staying mad at him for too long.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, they had a situationship. So she kind of had to be okay with that. You can't be too mad. So
it's not your man.
Yeah, you kind of got to hide that hurt. But at the end, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's hard for her. I really felt bad for her.
Yeah, I think it's clear. I mean, you could just tell that Tasha had those feelings, you know, building up. And
she's
Lawrence.
Had the feeling since last season, but I think she just got caught up in a guy who is fresh out of a relationship, and I just don't suggest that for anybody to get with anyone that's fresh out of a relationship.
Yeah, so, and don't get caught up in a man's potential either.
Right.
Because I think Tasha, you know, she pumped his head up. You know, she saw the good in him when he
so
was
so she
down.
Was like, yeah, I can build you up. We can build each other up. We can be that power couple type thing.
Yeah, don't do that.
Let's
not do that.
Yeah.
Or only do it for so long. And I think Tasha, this episode, she put her foot down. And I'm so glad.
So happy. Yes. Yeah, she definitely gained respect from a lot of people who had such hatred towards her.
Because
men loved her, but the women hated her.
Yeah.
But I think after last night, she gained respect from a lot of women. Because a lot of women have had to deal with the F-boy, giving that F-boy speech.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I know a lot of us women have had to do it. Not all, but some of us have had to go through that and tell a guy, look, I feel disrespected. You led me on X, Y, and Z, and I'm standing up for myself. Yep. So she definitely took that win.
She did.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, because I read that you mentioned that you've been getting hate mail about Tasha and people saying she's a homewrecker. How do you deal with all of that?
At first, it was a little overwhelming because I've never played a character that is so like the villain to other women. But I count it all joy. You know, I'm just glad to be in the position to even be Tasha. So to even have the attention, whether it's good or bad, I just embraced it. You know, that's just means that the show is great, mm-hmm. you know?
And that you're doing a good job. Right.
Exactly.
And you are doing your job well.
Thank you.
But I really don't understand why people are mad at Tasha. Like, it's not like you did anything with Lawrence while they were together.
Right.
And the one time that you did make a pass at him, he told you, I'm in a relationship.
And what did I do?
And then you walk away.
What did Tasha do? Mm-hmm. Right. She moved away. And that's the thing. Nobody knows. I mean, I know it's just a show, obviously, but a lot of people don't know behind the cameras what Lawrence was telling Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of us have been a victim to, oh, I'm not messing with my ex no more. Right. I don't even like her no more. Like, I'm so done with my baby mom or my mm-hmm. ex-wife. Mm-hmm. You don't know what he was feeding her. And then so she obviously saw that they were having problems. So, I mean, who wouldn't take that chance? And she's been feeling them, so...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women would take that chance, okay?
Oh, but yeah.
It's Jay.
I think every woman...
Right! I mean, when your feelings is involved, you see a good piece of meat, like, you get...
Exactly! Right. And Tasha has...
Nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Tasha wasn't fresh out of a relationship, so she was looking for love. You know, she just happened to get in mm-hmm. with somebody who didn't know what he wanted, and he's just all over the place right now. Mm-hmm. So I feel him. I get it. But that's why I suggest never to get in a relationship, never to jump in with somebody that's fresh out.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's not going to end well.
It's not. You're going to be a Tasha.
So I think in this episode, we had some signs because Lawrence comes over
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Tasha's like, I gotta watch TGIT. Yep. Scandal's on. How to Get Away with Murder.
She had the hair wrap.
I was like, yes, this is so real.
Because she was
so
getting comfortable.
Y'all was mm-hmm. comfortable. That's stuff you do when you're in a relationship.
So, right. Exactly. It's mm-hmm. so relatable. I mean, because some of us will get comfortable.
Right,
if we've been with a guy for a long time. Yeah. Or
the
like
hair
some
wrap
months,
comes
weeks.
Out.
Yeah, I mean, you see me in my worst. It's okay,
right?
Right. And if you want to be with me, then you gotta.
This
accept
is what it is.
Accept it.
And Tasha was trying to lead that there, but mm-hmm. that's not where Lawrence's mind was. So
clearly, he was thinking about was smashing.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. like he wanted her in the lingerie or in the sexy clothing all the time because that was what his fantasy was of her.
Right.
But she's like, look, boo, this is. You kind of bae right now,
mm-hmm. right?
So
get
this is what you're gonna
this.
Get,
right? right?
Exactly.
And you could kind of tell on his face when he was making the move, and she was like, oh, I'm going to watch my shows.
Yeah,
he was
like boy.
I don't know if this
he
is
was getting
me.
A little.
Yeah, yeah, he was getting a little antsy.
Yeah, because it sort of reminded him of a place he doesn't want to be, and that's with someone else.
Right.
When his mind is still on Issa, it's still on other. It's just all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And it was a reminder that, dang, I am getting comfortable. We are falling into relationship activities.
She
Maybe
is.
I need to fall back.
Maybe I
right.
need to. Yeah, things are getting weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
tension is building. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not on her end, but on his end.
Yeah.
On her end, she thinks we're okay. I mean, he's acting a little weird, but that's okay. We're mm-hmm. going to get through this.
Yes, we are.
Because you bae.
Okay, so we also have Molly in this episode kind of going through her own journey, her own story. So she's buying furniture, and she's like, you know, I don't need a man to help me put this into the car. I'm good. I'm on my man cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm over this, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to ask you ladies, like, have you ever been in that place where you were like, you know what, I'm good on men.
Oh, yes.
I'm
Definitely.
On a man cleanse.
But I'm not going to refuse help from carrying a heavy box down the stairs, though.
Yeah, I know. Usually if I have been on a man cleanse before where I was like, don't touch me, don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you said, hey, can I? No. I don't want to talk to you. So I kind of get it where she was like, I don't need even help with the box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even want you around me. But usually I would have just been like, you can help me with the box. Thank you. Nice meeting you. Don't even try it.
But you can tell where sometimes our independence kind of gets in our way because even though she made it down the stairs with the box, when she made it to the car, you see her glance and look back and see the guy
yeah.
with
mm-hmm.
the lady. And she, you know, you see it on her face
yeah.
without saying it like, damn, I wish I had
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I've been known to have a lot of pride about myself and be very independent.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a guy say, you really need to stop acting like you don't need a man.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
but you want a man, but you act like you don't need him
yeah.
for nothing. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah. I think that's something that us as women, specifically since we're black women,
yep.
like we need to be careful about putting that guard up so hard and so high where we can't accept help or even a compliment.
I think it's because it's just so many times of us being scorned or hurt.
Right.
We just have had that wall up and it just won't come down.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to break
yeah.
down. At least.
Or like ending up in the place like Tasha.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
that's where kind of where you get to the point of, you know what?
Yeah. Because I feel like she's definitely, from here on, if she gets with anyone else, is going to have her guard up. Like, look, no, I was hurt before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think she should take this as a learning experience to be like, hey, I'll never mess with anyone that's fresh out of a relationship anymore.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Or somebody I have to build up right now. You know, she's learning. Yeah. I think every relationship or situation when you're with a guy or a woman is a learning experience if it doesn't work out.
Definitely.
I agree. It's like you can always take away something, even if it's negative.
Yeah.
It can still be a learning experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then we cut to Molly and Issa. They're building furniture, and Issa's like, you have to help me. Like, I don't know how to hoe.
She want
to
be a hoe.
Teach
so
me
bad.
How to hoe.
So funny.
She's out here in these streets. And I'm like, girl.
Her reaction when she asked Molly, teach me how to be a hoe, she was like,
yeah.
I'm like, girl, you should be so happy.
Don't we as friends, like, say some crazy stuff to each other?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. When I saw that, I was like, this is so real.
Yes,
real. Like, with the wine, just talking stuff. And, you know, it's just, it's a show is, like, real life.
It's so real life.
It is so real.
What makes it such a success. Because they're not afraid to go there.
Yeah. Right. So then we have Issa. They go out to the club. Molly knows what she's doing, obviously. Issa is very much her character, awkward,
very.
Not really sure what to say.
With the wedges.
With the wedges, the high neck, turtleneck dress.
What was it? I don't know. I don't know.
Like, just not doing very well at all. And, you know, Molly comes over. She's like, hey, girl, have you talked to anyone? She's like, I got these wings. So.
It's like she was trying to talk to people, but.
First of all, what kind of club were they at where they was going to try to meet some young men? Because it was a whole bunch of old cat daddies in there. Like,
It was.
They was going to catch you next.
It was probably a lounge by 40 on up.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But they be fun. They have good music.
Right.
True.
I've been to some 40 on up. Don't talk to me, but just let me dance.
Yeah, right. Two-step on.
Get my little drink. Right. So, I mean, it looks like they're having the fun. And then, of course, Molly meets super fine Lionel, played by Sterling K. Brown. Gorgeous. Love him on This Is Us.
Super chocolate.
Right.
Yeah.
So how was it for you, like, having him on set? Did you guys get to interact at all?
You know what's funny with my character? I never was able to interact with Issa's life or Molly's life, especially Molly's life. It was mainly just me and Lawrence. Okay. And, you know, the only interaction me and Issa had was her fantasy scene where she came to the bank and punched my lights out.
That was a mess.
That was horrible. I wish I would have met him, though. It's a lot of people on the show that I wish I could have worked with, but since it's so close with just me and Lawrence, it was like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, we have him introduced. He's like, I'm really feeling you. Can I get your number? She's like, here's the business card.
Exactly.
I've definitely.
I thought that was cool. It was professional. I'm not checking for you. Here goes my card, sweetie.
Exactly. Like, you don't need my number, address, Instagram.
Just because you cute. Because a lot of these good-looking men think they can just, you know, have you wait. No, here's my card.
Yeah. And I think it's good. You know, make them work a little.
So exactly. Because they're not used to working.
Right.
Exactly. Don't cute doesn't cover up crazy.
No.
So.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
So we cut to them. They go to brunch, which I think is a very cute first date.
I love that.
It was cute.
Yeah, that was cute.
Things where guys try to be a little bit different is always better.
Yeah.
Could we do something different than just the typical how we usually do it?
Exactly. Or, I mean, I can't see his character doing a Netflix and chill or anything like that.
No, that's not him.
Yeah. He seems very adult, like, very knows what together. He wants. And that's kind of what Molly has a problem with, you know? On paper, he has a great job, he's educated, fine, wants a relationship, mentioned marriage on the first date.
Exactly, that's very rare.
Which I thought it was a little much, actually, to be honest. Like,
I didn't mind it.
I didn't either. Yeah. Maybe because Dominique is a hopeless romantic, so I'm like, you want kids and a dog and a white picket fence, too?
Yeah, I want to know that, because it's like, if we're potentially going to be dating each other, like, I want to know, like,
your future goals.
What are you interested in? Like, what do you see your life as?
You can waste your time with somebody. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
you can
good.
Waste your time with somebody. It's like, sometimes it's good to know, do you want kids? Do you want marriage? Because some men don't, and it's like, oh, well, let's not even keep going.
Exactly.
Having open communication. So I think that's kind of showing Molly's progress a little.
Yeah.
You know, going through therapy, even though she says she's not going back, which... Molly she girl, I think...
Get it together.
Yeah, I think you need to stay, but she's not about that life.
I honestly see Molly about to ruin something that can be good for her.
That can be good.
Mm-hmm. like you said, like, he's good on paper, he's handsome, he has it together, he had put together a nice little brunch date, and here she is questioning him and his motives, like, oh my God, he's too perfect. Molly, girl.
Don't block your blessings.
Yes.
I know.
Don't block your... I think she's struggling between being self-sufficient and self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think she's starting to lean into self-sabotage. Like, just be open. If he's not the one, it'll happen over time. And one of the things that kind of made her feel like he's not the one for me is she runs into Candace and Dro in this cupcake shop.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, they just had this chemistry, this connection. It was real. And that's kind of what I'm looking for. So what do you guys think, you know, might happen with that storyline with Molly and Dro? And, like, do you think that might give her inspiration to kind of move things forward with Lionel or not?
I can't never really say.
I know you know the insider knowledge.
I kind of can't say either because I was an extra on one episode.
Oh, you also have insider knowledge.
I can't say.
It's one of them things that is like... Because I did notice in the preview for next episode, they were dancing, and I was like...
Yeah.
That's her friend. He's married to her other friend.
Exactly.
So
it's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. That story will unfold, hopefully, probably. I'm not sure.
I will say, Issa brought up a good point when she was talking to Molly on the phone about Lionel. She said, he's just like you. Mm. And I think Molly was like, damn, like, he is.
Yeah.
And I think that scared her. But I think it also maybe hopefully is a realization that, you know, even though Molly in her mind is put together and Lionel is put together, he doesn't have to be perfect and you don't have to be perfect. Like, just enjoy the moment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Just enjoy a man who's interested in you, who's putting forth effort. Just enjoy. Like, everything doesn't have to be planned out. Mm-hmm. And that's one downfall that has constantly kind of been, like, hurting
Molly. Right.
Yeah.
Well, have you guys ever been in a situation where, you know, someone was perfect on paper, but it just didn't have that spark?
Yeah.
Or, you know, because I do think that can happen where someone has everything that you're looking for, but, you know, you're just missing that connection, chemistry.
It can be. I've had guys where you're just the most beautiful creature I've ever seen. You're so my type physically, but your mind just isn't there or something like that. Or even if your mind is there... You're just too perfect for me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like you would be, give me a little bit of dirt or something.
Right.
It might be boring.
Yeah. And so what may be good for one just isn't good for me. And it doesn't connect. But it's like he's perfect. What's wrong with you?
I mean, it's totally.
But you
want to
go through
that.
Yeah. You want to go through the drama of another one that is, it's so weird.
Yeah.
The people that you connect with and you can't help who you connect with. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So you end up like a Tasha in a crazy situation.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cutting to that. So we get to Lawrence. He arrives at the barbecue.
Right.
He has the chairs. He seems like, at first he seems okay, but he also clearly, I think from the beginning, seems uncomfortable.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, he seems like,
overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew it was a family barbecue, but that was, like, more of a family reunion than a family barbecue. It was a lot of people.
You know how we,
right.
How some of us get when we get together.
And that's the thing. He acted like he never been to a barbecue before.
He acted very weird. But,
but
he didn't really want to be there even before.
Didn't.
I mean, even if you listen, he told his coworkers, I'm just going to help with some chairs. Right. What?
Right. No mention of Tasha. No mention of
girl. Yeah, so he came there already with something on his shoulder. So he really didn't even want to be there regardless. You know, but I feel like he did that just because he is a nice guy, genuinely.
Genuinely.
I mean, whatever happened to him is what happened. But he's a nice guy. So he was trying to please Tasha. But did he want to be there?
No.
Right. His heart wasn't in it. You know, Tasha's like, can you help get my aunt out of the car? He rolls her out. And I think... At that point, he was like, he freaked out. He was like, yo, I got this work thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be right back, which, come on, Lawrence. Come on.
Right. That was the ultimate for, I think, Tasha. I think a lot of women, it was like, come on now.
Don't flake out. Like, be honest and don't flake out on me. Like,
and you could have texted me and said, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it back. Something happened at work.
Right.
Just give me something. I had to text you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That ghost was just... I mean, it was really rude.
That was a hard ghost.
Right, that was a hard ghost. And it's like, even just as adults, like you said, he was like, hey, I'm stuck at work. I want me to make it back. Just to communicate something. But the fact that he ignored her the rest of the episode until she called.
Yeah,
and it's her family. All of her family know he's there. They know his name. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, like, yeah, you really gonna do this
because
to me?
This is a guy that she likes, and she's probably told her family about.
Right? Yeah. And then I think it's also messed up because, you know, Lawrence can make the time to come into her bedroom, but he can't make the time to send a quick text.
Come see my family.
Right, come see the family at the barbecue, or, you know, just say, I don't even want, you know, just be honest.
Like, exactly.
And he already, he had an out. Like, y'all had just made up from last episode when he told you, you know, he slept with Issa. Like, he didn't have to come.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, he felt like he should have came because of what happened episode 2, you know, and all of that with him, with her taking him back and stuff like that. So it was kind of like, I'll go to the barbecue. Just to be nice guy. Right. But at the end of the day, then you was Mr. Bad Guy because look at what you did, you know?
Don't be nice to me then. Don't do that.
I don't need it. Exactly. So Lawrence is at the work function, you know, they start doing shots, they're drinking, and we have Brooke, his coworker, kind of like flirting. We have the waitress flirting, and I think Lawrence
It was just so much.
Right, it was so much. And I think Lawrence is coming to the point where he's like, oh, I'm kind of like, you know.
I'm kind of lit.
Right. I'm kind of hot out here in these streets. Like, I don't know if I'm trying to do this.
I feel like that was his first like real like genuine interaction with other women, because if you think about it, he's either been locked up in his friend's house over here like with stressing over Issa or up under you. So now that he's out here in the open drinking, having a good time, living life as he should have been doing in the first place, now he sees a whole new world. Like, damn, this feels good.
Since he moved so quickly with Tasha, she's already trying to get in relationship mode, he's like, oh no. This is what it's like.
I'm gonna enjoy this. So while Lawrence is out, we come to Issa, and she's, you know, she's like, I'm team ho face, I'm ready to get this popping. She's painting her wall, and then she noticed her neighbor Eddie, who lives downstairs. And she's like, you know, maybe he seems less intimidating than Luke James or something, but she's like, I'm going to go over there.
He seems younger. A little more immature.
Yeah. Maybe not as much pressure.
Yeah.
So she goes over there under the ruse of, oh, you forgot your charger from the party the other day. I'm like, okay, girl.
Chargers are expensive. I would have said something else.
Right. Like, I don't know. So they're sitting on the couch, and it was like, it's very awkward, but it's also so real, because I think everybody has been in a situation where it's like, y'all hanging out, like,
and they're watching Gossip Girl.
Right.
I know.
I was like, what is this?
It was weird.
It was weird. It was very weird. And it's like, okay, do I make the first move? Is he going to make the first move? What's happening? And then we cut to her rap, of course, which is in her head, but we see it as the audience. You know, get your hoe on, girl.
Yeah.
And so she goes in for the move, and it's a headbutt,
and
which...
Literally. It was horrible.
He says, I like it rough.
I know. I was like, oh, Jesus. This is about to be a mess.
Horrible.
A mess.
But, you know, credit to Issa. She doesn't let that deter her. Because if it were me...
I would have had to be like, you know what?
I'm out of here.
It's getting weird.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go, guys.
But, you know what? I kind of feel like Eddie was the perfect first smash for her. Because he wasn't so serious. He wasn't, like, too sexy. I just think he fit her. Like,
For a first time.
She didn't feel, like, super, a lot of pressure to be ultra sexy. Exactly. And, like, this sex goddess. Like, she could laugh
at
herself.
Look, I take you. I be seeing you when you work out and stuff, so I take you how you eat.
They could laugh with each
I
other.
I loved it. Especially her saying, he was like, oh, you know, can I titty fuck you? And she was like, I respectfully decline.
I respectfully decline. Like, that was the nicest rejection ever.
I'm like, the writers on this show, like,
superb.
Yes.
Amazing. They are just on it. So they finally get to, you know, getting it in. She's like, ah, it's a little awkward. Can we change positions? And it seems a little uncomfortable at first. She's like, I don't really know. Then eventually, it seems that she does get to the point where she's like, oh.
She's getting in her groove. Right? At first, I thought it was going to stop because it was getting. Literally, when I was watching it, I was just, this was my face.
Oh. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, I don't know.
But she kind of did get in the groove. I was like, okay, she kept this going. Right?
She said, okay, I got it.
Because me, I just would have been like, hey, let's just stop.
Because
I'm not finna put my body through this. Mm-mm. But like,
can we address one thing that like irritated me personally? Mm-hmm. You gotta take the socks off. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Was that a little immature move? That's like college-y.
Yeah, it is a little young.
And then they were like tube socks. Like they not even ankle socks. Like. Come on, Eddie. Like,
but
really?
I think he is younger. Like, I don't think he's on Issa's level. Yeah. You know? I feel like he's a younger dude.
Yeah, so she was like, hey, this is just fun.
Right, right. This is literally like,
I'm okay if we don't talk mm-hmm, no
more. Right.
Like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Which she, you know, kind of did. She's like, oh, you don't gotta get up. I'm good. I'm gonna grab my stuff. I'm out. Like, that's fine. And one thing, this is small, but I love is that her hair was messed up after. And I was like, thank you, finally. Yeah. Like, a sex scene that is real.
The hair is messed up.
Right. The hair is messed up. Like, no woman gets up from that. And she's like, oh, I just look, you know, especially, I woke up like this.
Especially us naturalistas, because mm-hmm. I'm natural.
Me too.
But see, usually, like, with a little sew in or something, I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Right.
You know, it still pops into place. But now, you know, yeah, we're mm-hmm. like yeah. a mess.
Right. So I love it. Then we come back to Lawrence. He gets his final phone call from Tasha. And he's mm-hmm. like, finally does the right thing and picks up. And then it's just like, why are you going to pick up with the music in the background? It was just...
Stop! Ooh. Like, why are you adding insult to injury?
Right? Too much. And Tasha's like, what happens? Because, you know, that's probably
that's the
scary.
First thing I would have said.
Right. Yeah.
What's going on?
Did you have an accident? Did you, you know, what's happening? You said you're going to come back. I haven't heard from you. And that's when he mentions, you know, I don't want anything serious right now.
Right.
And it's like...
It's like, now you say something? Really? Yeah.
And this is what I loved about Tasha, is that she didn't let him get away with that.
Yes. No.
She did not let him say, oh, well, yeah, you know, like a lot of people can do.
Because he definitely tried to sweet talk.
She did. Like, little... And because we're used to seeing her from episode two, being like, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No problem. I know what it is. No, I don't care if I know what it is. You disrespected me. I feel led on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You played me.
Right.
And you played me in front of my family. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm so happy that they wrote that scene as her not being the bimbo that people think are stupid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, she's a strong black woman who just got into her feelings at the wrong time mm-hmm. with that guy.
And it can always still be what it is, but the respect also needs to be there. And he wasn't respecting you at that point in time.
Yeah.
So, like you said, I'm so glad that you stood up, because I'm like, okay.
I think that's when a lot of women started gaining respect for mm-hmm. Tasha.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, this girl, okay, and I've been there before. I got you. Yeah.
So, she says to him, and I want to get your opinion on this, she says to him, you're just a fuckboy who pretends to be a good dude. Do you think that's what Lawrence really is, or is he just in, like, a weird place?
I think he's just in a weird place. I feel like when she said that, she didn't mean it, because a lot of times we say stuff we don't mean mm-hmm. to people that we love or are really into it with. Mm-hmm. But at that time, that's what it seemed like, because you left me when I really wanted you there, mm-hmm. you know? So, but at that, I don't feel like he's really that. And I feel like Tasha doesn't believe that he's really that.
Yeah, she's just hurt right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but she kind of doesn't know what's going on his end, but on the outside, us as viewers understand what's going on. So I don't think that he is, because he is a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's just in a weird place right now, a weird headspace right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's trying to use Tasha to sort out his emotions.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he is nice, so he doesn't want to just leave her, because I kind of like you, but maybe if this was another time, another type of situation, we could have worked.
Right. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, to kind of play devil's advocate, because he's nice, it's also kind of the reason why Tasha kept taking him back, and as to why she's kind of in the position she's in right now. It's because he's a nice guy. He doesn't mean it like that. And yeah, that's true, but at the same time, I'm holding you accountable because you're still a grown man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the end of the day, like we said, she stood up. She told him, I feel like, what he needed to hear.
Yeah.
As far as their relationship. And I'd just be interested to see how is he going to take that and move on.
Yeah.
I think that she just wanted him to be like, I think she kept taking him back because it's like, okay, well, maybe if I say I'm okay with it, then we spend more time together and be more intimate together. You'll mm-hmm. probably start liking me a little bit more and we can work this out. But it just didn't work like that.
Do you think she was also maybe trying to convince herself Because we do that a lot as mm-hmm. women. Like,
yeah.
No, okay. No, it's going to work.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's okay. Mm-hmm. That was just a bad moment, but he'll be okay. So right. I'm going to take
he'll
it back
come
again.
Around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it don't work like that and you have to put your foot down.
Yeah.
So do you think that's the end for Tasha and Lawrence?
I hope not. I think we never know. Usually in situations like that in real life, you just never know.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they come back.
In the chat they're saying, I'm happy she stood her ground. You know, I think everyone really came on, like,
yay.
Team Tasha, because she was getting so much flack and, like,
oh
so
my
much
God,
hate.
So much hate. It was to the point where I was like, okay.
Right, like,
it's not you, Dominique. It's Tasha that they're saying this about. It was weird.
So
let's shout out some of the people in the chat.
We have
Sierra.
Hey, Marie Thomas. Myra? I want to pronounce it wrong. Jennings.
Mira.
Mira. I think she had wishful thinking. Yeah, definitely. I definitely think
she did.
She had some wishful thinking going on with Lawrence, for sure.
That happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think men do that? Well, as much as women? Do you think they put as much hope into situations like that?
I think men do it after the fact. Like how Lawrence is with Issa with the breakup. Sometimes men realize what they had after the fact and mm-hmm. hope that she comes mm-hmm. back. That type of thing. I don't know. It can be a little bit different with men.
Yeah. I think men they're not as quick to kind of put their emotions out there.
They're not.
But once they get those emotions, once they're in, they're in.
They're in.
They can get hurt in a very similar way if a woman's not really,
you should. We should. I sometimes learn from a guy, like, okay, I see how y'all don't put y'all emotions mm-hmm. just forefront. I need to start doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll save me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That is so real.
Definitely.
So let's see what else we have. Tasha had the mentality you get when you finally start dating the dude you were crushing on for a while.
Oh, yeah. So she was thirsty. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think she was thirsty, but I do see that as, like, you know, she had the crush, you know, she had time at Best Buy, kind of building up.
Yeah, and they were just cool. I mean, yes, she had an attraction for him, but she wasn't on him like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the Best Buy thing, okay, she did kind of come on to him while he was in a relationship. He did say that. Got it. I get it, sis. Bad. Won't do that no more. But you see, when he said, I have a girlfriend, what did she do?
Off. Right.
Right, so you don't know what, you know, like I said, you don't know what transpired in between that to have her be like, okay, you mm-hmm. can come over. Right. I know you going through it.
Right. Still Diverta says, definitely became Team Tasha after last night. That comment made my jaw drop. He had that coming. I mean,
he did coming. That was definitely a F-boy move.
Yeah.
It was.
I mean,
you left.
All you have to do is communicate, fellas.
It's exactly. not that hard. Not that That's hard. It.
But they don't want to hurt feelings. You don't want to, you know.
Nah, give
but
me the
they want to have a cake and eat it right. too. So let me not.
Right, but the feelings get hurt eventually.
They will.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
like it happens. It's you can only fake the funk for so long.
Exactly. And I think that's one thing about the show is really showing about relationships. Like, you have to communicate.
Because
if Issa had communicated with Lawrence from the get go, like, look, you got to get up off the couch, and kind of, you know, they wouldn't even got to the situation it did. So I think that's really stressing. You know. Communicate what you want, how you feel, be honest, as opposed to kind of faking the funk.
Yeah.
And then you end up in situations.
Sometimes.
And even after Issa and Lawrence have, you know, got back with each other and smashed, mm-hmm. they still haven't even communicated through after that.
Right.
So just the communication, it seems like
it's
all the different storylines, that's like the one of the main problems that
it's
everybody's
difficult.
Having.
And it's mainly just Lawrence kind of, because Issa would take him back, I feel,
yeah.
in a heartbeat.
Definitely
she would. Knows what she has now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you're in a relationship with somebody for so long, you kind of forget who you got.
Yeah.
And then your eyes start looking the other way,
mm-hmm.
Daniel. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not just that, yeah. Your eyes start looking other ways, and then you forget what you have, and then when you lose it, it's like, no, I'll do better, like, I swear.
Right.
But that's usually guys that do that.
Yeah.
Please come back to
right.
me better. I swear I'm going to do good.
I'm going to do better this time. Like, okay,
please.
Okay.
We have Alexis
Sometimes
Cole
it works.
In the chat says, lots of women have been in Tasha's position.
Right.
Definitely.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I think that last night when she finally put her foot down, that's when women were like, yo.
Yeah. I think every woman's been in a situation where, you know, she was in that situationship.
Yeah.
You know, what was happening. And,
right.
you know, it's not like, I think Tasha gets this rep of being somebody that broke up Issa and Lawrence, but she was not a side chick.
Like, that's because they wanted. That's because everybody wanted them to work, right? So they're like, "Get out of the way!" They're like, "But she didn't." I don't care. I don't think women even wanted to know what Tasha's feelings.
Yeah, they didn't give Tasha a chance
until last night when they was like, "Oh, girl, I'm sorry."
Yeah, but you know what's interesting? That I wonder if the male viewers feel that way about Daniel at all. You know, like, do they have any?
No.
Like, kind of putting their feelings in it, like, oh, what if my girl smashed someone behind my back? Because it seems like Daniel doesn't get a lot of flack, and he's the one who's the side chick.
Yeah, I saw a podcast, and the title was, "Everyone's Mad at Tasha, but Why Isn't Any Women Mad at Daniel?"
Mm-hmm.
When Daniel did it, it was like, yes, girl, get your life. He's so fine, girl, yes. I'm like,
right,
now let him do it to me. And they like, oh, my God, she's such a homewrecker.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it is.
He's the one that kind of...
He swithered on through with his cute self.
Another chocolate drop.
Another one, right? It is some very beautiful men that are on the show, regular, popping in and out. Good job.
Yes, thank you.
Good casting.
Yes, casting. So how has your experience been, you know, being on the cast, making this amazing show that so many people in our community relate to? Mm-hmm. You know, how has that been for you?
It's been amazing, to be honest, and I will say this, because I was feeling this way. I wouldn't have wanted to have been on another show starting out with my career, because it really gave me a platform, and I love Issa so much, and HBO and Princess so much for giving me the wings on this amazing show, because it really took wings and just, like, flew.
Yeah, it's huge.
And I'm never really, besides shows like Power and, you know, Ballers, I've never really seen a show that caused so much controversy, so much debate. It's crazy. And it's just, I just sit there and watch it like I'm just so blessed to be on this show. It's amazing. Working with everybody is great. We've created a family. You know, there's been hangouts outside of set, you know, and it's just awesome. And then to be able to be with Issa all the time, and she's such my shero, diva. And I admire her so much. She's another sister to me. So it's just, I'm in awe. Whenever I see it, whenever I watch it, whenever I'm around the people, it's just amazing. I wouldn't want us to be on another show to start off with, so.
Yes.
That's my sweet speech.
One of the things that I love about Insecure is there's a character on there that everybody can relate
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
And there are real-life situations that we've either been through or a friend of yours have gone through.
Exactly.
So tell me, when you first got the call for to audition for Insecure, and you're reading about Tasha and her character, how did you feel? What was your first impression of who Tasha was?
I loved her off bat. I didn't want to be another character on the show. I was like, I want Tasha. Like, I was going hard to be her. I didn't even realize it would be so much hatred or slack. I didn't even care. Because I just love how relatable she is. And she's just real. And, you know, just so light with it. Like, whatever. She goes with the flow. She's so fun and colorful. And I was going to play her like that to be funny and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I loved her.
So when you got the part, like, what did you do to celebrate? What was the first thing you thought? Did you go out? Did you, like...
Oh, my gosh. I was out. I was out already. I was on a semi-date.
Oh, okay.
I was on a semi-date.
Okay.
It was my first date with him. He was so sweet. Shout out to Daniel. He's so sweet. Daniel. No. Not that Daniel. Not Elon.
Love on the set.
Right.
No. But we were on a date. We were, like, at dinner. And I remember Prentice sent a message in my DM, and I don't know what it said, but it said something like, "Are you ready?" or something like that.
Oh,
I said, "Princess, why you say that? Like, even though I knew, he said, "Don't be acting like you don't know," or something like that. He said, I left Daniel at the table. I went in that bathroom and I got on my knees and just thank God. He was like, but Prentice was like, but don't say anything yet, you know, because we can't say nothing. We hadn't even told your manager yet, my former manager back then. I was so excited. That's basically how I celebrated. I kind of left Daniel at the table. Shout out to Daniel. I'm sorry.
Shout out to Daniel.
I kind of left him at the table, but I was so excited because I was like, thank God.
Right.
For this level up. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was such a blessing. Because I didn't even realize it was going to be that big of a deal, the show, like, as big as it was.
Right.
It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. I knew it was going to be huge because Issa has her hand in it. But all the controversy, I just wasn't ready for. I was like, oh, wow.
So have you gotten to the point where, you know, you don't even, like, read your Instagram comments or things, like, mentions that people kind of talk about?
No, I don't. Because after, when you get so much of the hate mail and stuff like that, it's kind of like, well, why am I reading it so much, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of just let everybody do their opinions and things like that, and I'll hear about it on the back end or something. But sometimes I will read. I'll, like, do hashtags and, like, read or see the meme. Is it memes or
memes.
I see the memes. Now, those are funny. Like, I posted some. When Chase had wrote that, Chase Banks and Tasha doesn't work here.
That was hilarious.
So a lot of times I'll laugh at stuff, even though I felt like that was shade, like Tasha doesn't work here. I'm like, y'all so funny.
But the fact that Chase Bank, I mean, it's national
that's
bank,
what I'm saying.
Knows your character.
You always got to look at the bigger picture. I never really look at negativity. You know, I'm always like, hey, but my name is in y'all's mind. It's in y'all mouth.
You're getting a lot of love in our chat room.
So really?
Our
Team
fans
Tasha.
Love you. They love you.
Hating on Tasha. No real hate for Daniel.
What's double standards or something like that, they say.
Is this your first time ever experiencing anything like this as far as, like, with the fans going in like this?
Yeah, first time.
Okay.
First time. That's why I applaud myself for how I'm handling it.
You know,
but I listened to Issa one time. We were at a watch party. She was like, I just turned it off. Like, I'm not about to read everything. I just turned it off. Because she gets hate mail as well, I've been told, you know, from her. Not as much. I don't feel like hate mail is my character, you know, because she's Issa, so people love her. But she will get stuff like, you're a cheater and things like that. She's like, I just turn it off. I'm not going to listen to it. So I'm like, okay, bam, we're just done. I don't do too
keep
much.
It moving.
But this is my first time ever getting this type of stuff. I love it, though.
I mean, it's an exciting time, you know, to be on such a huge show.
Exactly.
Yeah. So as an actress, what do you feel like you've learned? Do you feel like you've got any advice from other people on set about, you know, your craft or your character or anything like that?
It's been so much I've learned, especially being on set, different logistics when it comes to, like, stage direction, things of that, cameras and stuff like that. I've learned more stuff like that. The hairstylist would tell me different things that I know. One time I came with my hair wet. She was like, sweetie, no. Don't do this on another set. I said, I got you, Yvette. I definitely learned a lot.
So we have a question in the chat room. It says, Dominique says she thought Issa wasn't going to have sex with their neighbor. Does she get the whole script? How are the table reads for this show?
For me, I never got all of the scripts, but sometimes you can, but I didn't get all of the scripts. But table reads are pretty much like, you'll get the episodes, your episode or like an episode after and things like that, and everybody will sit around, the producers and everything like that, and you'll read it, and it's pretty funny. Everybody laughs. So it's, the table reads are really fun, but sometimes you'll get the scripts for the whole show, and then sometimes you won't.
Okay, so speaking of future episodes, do we want to have any predictions of what's to come?
Yes.
Where do we think these characters are headed? Without, of course, giving away too much.
I know. It's so hard when you know, so you can't really say what's going on.
Let's see. Maybe you can tell us how you see, hopefully, another character, like another storyline.
How do I see it? I really don't know what's going on with Issa. I'm really interested to see how that's going to play out. I'm really hoping that Daniel does come back. And
we'll see him in the preview.
That, we'll see how that intertwines. I'm interested in that storyline, to be honest.
Because it seems like they did, maybe it was more than just a sex thing. You know, they do have a history.
They do, because they've been friends.
Right.
So that could work. And I think she actually did like him.
Yeah.
But she was in a relationship.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Well, I'm definitely going to say I'm already wrong. I already said that Issa wasn't going to go through with having sex with anybody else. So I'm already wrong.
Oh, no.
Right?
No, a lot of women that's been in relationships for years, because I've had friends that's been in relationship for years with a person since high school. And then it's like when they break free, they have that whole phase.
Right.
So, you gotta let it loose. You know what I'm saying? Get that out your system.
Yeah. I was not surprised.
I wasn't surprised about. Because that's very relatable.
Somebody needs to get pregnant.
Shake things up. Maybe Tasha. No. Tasha's her baby. baby coming?
We need Tasha and Daniel to get together.
Ooh, wow. Lord.
The two that would ones. Be fun. Speak
it
that.
Yes, fun. Let's Ooh. Do that.
Which
yes.
reminds me, people need to start wrapping it up in this show. I noticed during that hookup.
Girl.
He's a lot slid of right in there. Just,
yeah. Maybe, though, you know, some men are very slick with the,
yeah.
with the rubber put mm-hmm. on. I, you true. Know, you never really know what's going on. They don't show everything.
Right.
Because if they did, that'd be too much.
Yeah, I don't think that, like, Issa or any character is just going out straight.
Yeah.
Bam, with everybody. I just don't think that they show the condom being put on, exactly. but I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure it's condom
Practicing
usage.
Safe sex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sierra says, I low-key hope that Issa and Tasha become accidental friends.
Wouldn't that be... You know what's funny?
Mm.
What is up with all the viewers having these good, like, scenarios? Oh,
yeah. I mean, it would be
that
nice.
Would be cool.
And sometimes
that
awesome. Can happen, you know.
I know. Like, girl, sometimes he messed you over.
Right, he messed me
he
over,
messed
too.
Messed me over, too, yep. girl.
And your besties.
You Let's just go out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. That is so... sometimes I'll sit and read, like, different scenarios that people come up with, the fans of the show, and I'm like, that is good, though.
Right.
Could you pitch that? Like, that would be awesome.
I could... Yes, as we said, that would be awesome. Yeah, I could definitely yes. see maybe that could happen. Although... I feel like Issa still has some ill will towards Tasha.
Of course.
Just, you know, that whole punch scene.
I would as well.
Yeah.
You know, definitely yeah. if it's some, definitely if I want him back. Now, if I didn't want him back, girl, you can have, mm-hmm. you know, usually we do that. Girl, bye.
Right.
You can have him.
Don't want him. Not thinking about him.
When yeah. Issa was stalking Tasha's Instagram page, let's have a personal moment. Have any of you ever done that?
Oh,
and what
yeah.
did you
oh,
think?
Yeah.
What did you think of
oh,
her stalking
yeah.
page?
I That's so, a lot of us mm-hmm. have done it, pretty much a lot of women, that, yeah, we like, yeah. let me just see what she look like. Mm-hmm. She ain't even cute,
right?
Like, bam!
Not even.
I love that thing, so I was like, every girl I know, including myself, has yeah. done
has
that.
Has done it.
Right.
That's why
she tried to take the high road.
She
said,
did.
Oh, I'm not gonna look.
Nah.
Pull her up.
I don't know no woman that, I don't care if you can be the baddest of the bad, whatever, most educated, whatever. You're like, let me just see how she mm-hmm.
Listen, when your feelings are involved,
yeah.
right.
Especially if
education.
You want that guy back, it's right. like, well, let mm-hmm. me see what you're messing with. Okay.
And low-key, men do that too. Let's not
Oh,
even.
Yeah.
Also,
you with this
right.
you with this light skin.
Right.
You with this light skin. You with old boy over there, man.
Right. Mm-hmm. He nothing to me. I'm
oh,
like,
so I guess you like short dudes now, huh?
Right.
Like,
as he tall.
The same thing.
Like, stop.
They the main one. And they be trying. They be on their friends' page too, so they,
oh, yeah.
they don't look under their page. Like, let me, mm-hmm. let me
oh, it's
page.
Been plenty of us women. It's been like, hey, girl, so she gonna notice my name, so I'm gonna need you to request her.
Right.
Oh
so
my god,
I don't have to know. Yeah, Queen B says I was hoping Issa would accidentally like her picture and get caught.
Oh,
that would be the
yeah,
worst.
That's happened.
Mm-hmm. Come on with these scenarios. Just stop, because now I'm getting upset. Now I'm like, why would that work? Why would that be so much fun?
I could see Issa doing that though.
Yeah, because
like,
oh, yeah, like, oh snap.
Like,
oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
Surrogate 82 said, please bring Tasha back. Lawrence didn't mean it. Yes,
I
he
know.
Did. We still want Mm-mm. Tasha. But
I know, but he did to a certain extent. Like I said, I know he's a good guy, but at the end of the day.
I kind of want to see Tasha kind of moving on with her life and then seeing Lawrence see her move on.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I want.
Because, you know, that's when, just like this in the last episode, that's when they come knocking.
Oh, that's
like,
when they come. Hey, oh, so I see so you well. Doing good, huh?
Right.
Yep.
Hey,
I'm
stranger.
Doing real good. Hey, stranger.
Hey,
you look good. Well, you look good too, though.
Right. As you keep walking.
Exactly.
Calvin says, is there a class issue with Tasha and Lawrence? I did kind
like
of...
Like a higher class.
I kind of... Well, it seemed like Lawrence is a little uncomfortable at the family barbecue.
Of
I don't
course.
Know.
Because he shouldn't have been there.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
there.
That if he was all into her,
mm-hmm.
he would have been okay. He
yeah.
would have been like, oh, man, your cousin crazy calling me rules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was funny. But since he didn't want to be there, it was sort of like, I don't know. But as far as the class thing, yes. Yeah, some people have said that.
Yeah. It says Lawrence did come off a bit bougie.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, he did.
Mm. Yeah, because she's a little bit more down to earth. That's just her, Tasha.
Yeah.
Right.
She's a down home girl, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Around the way chick, so.
But I think Lawrence, clearly Lawrence liked that, you know. He was attracted to it on some level.
He was attracted to it. He just couldn't be all in because his mind isn't there.
Yeah. Right.
His mind don't know where his mind is at right now. Mm-hmm. I want to be mad at Issa, but I want her back. I want to be free, but I don't know.
All right, so let's, me and you, give our quick predictions really quickly.
I have no idea. It's so hard to tell. Oh, my God.
I know. It's because the writing is so good, the show can go so many ways. Mm-hmm. And what you're predicting probably isn't nothing like what it's going to be.
I'm just keep my prediction simple. I definitely think Issa is probably going to live out this whole phase.
Yep,
and I agree. I think Molly is probably going to almost kind of let herself get in the way of a possible relationship with Lionel. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think Molly's going to self-sabotage. Yeah. And I think Issa's going to enjoy having fun these next few episodes.
Right.
Yeah. That's and true. Probably. I hope Lawrence figures out what he wants. I hope Tasha stays strong.
That's true. Yeah. I know.
Because you know he's going to slide in those DMs or something.
Slide. So. Yeah. I know. That's how it always goes down. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right, guys, we got to wrap this up. Dominique, thank you so much for having me.
It was so much fun.
My name is Marielle Turner. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Marielle_Turner.
And I'm Ashley Allen. You can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the chat. Mm-hmm. You guys are great.
Okay, see you next time.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.